Hello and welcome for this new episode of the Magic OC podcast. Today, right here and right now, I wish to talk to you about self-care habits. One of my favorite subjects. So there is another episode where I talk about the basics of self-care habits. Today I want to talk about how to deepen our transformation through the self-care habits. So when we want to, I'm going to explain that. When we want to create and integrate new self-care habits in our life, it's about a transformation process from the way we're doing now to a new way. And this transformation process shows us a lot of things on the way if we observe them, if we really listen to what's happening. Because we can go through the transformation in many ways. But there is a way. So we take this place of observation of what's happening, and this place of observing can really help us in the transformation and support it, because it's like a guidance. Because the mentality here coming into action, instead of pressuring ourselves, judging ourselves, putting opinions on ourselves, we use the mental and the words to observe and play. Play with the signs, because there's always signs, so why not observing the signs, receiving them, and playing with them? That's what I call observing. It's a way to detach as well, you know, take a new vision on ourselves, and that's very beneficial to detach. What's interesting is a transformation is going to create a lot of reaction, because we're talking about action, action, reaction. And as we're taking a new action, it's very, very interesting to observe how we react in this process. There's many ways. Just think about something new, something you wanted to do, and you did it maybe fully, you did it maybe half, you almost started to try to do it. You know, there's many things like that in our life. We're all very different on these things, and depending on what they are, we're going to be acting them differently as well and reacting to them differently. Because it depends. All of that to say that every situation is unique and everyone is unique. So the reactions. So you want to change your habits. Because it's time. Why not? Why not doing it right here, right now? Ah, yeah, because we invent excuses. Oh, we good. Excuses, justifications, reasons. So I call it the Greek drama. We like drama. Even if the drama is very nice, you know, we like it. What I propose here is to detach from drama. I have this card in my goddess oracle deck, or my ascended god oracle deck, and it's Pallas Athena that's standing in front of a temple, and she has her arm raised, and it says detach from drama. Oh, we have a long story with this card. It took me time to understand what was drama, because I'm like, I'm not making drama, but drama is stories. So now I call them stories. But this word drama really brings up the fun. The fun. So we create stories, you know, we justify why we're not doing it now. We reason ourselves why we're not doing it now. And I don't say it's a time now to do or not. I just say, why not justifying? Why not just doing or not doing, and not having to explain to ourselves why? Because sometimes we explain out, but I'm talking about our own discussion inside ourselves. That's a good one. I'm talking about our in-self communication. That's a cool word. How do we talk to ourselves about all those things that we'd like to do, that we are starting to do, many, many things. Let's observe if we're heavy or light as well, because we want to be light. Who wants to be heavy? Well, everyone's their own way. I like feeling light. And it doesn't mean I don't like feeling heavy neither. I'm not going to use that. I don't like putting a like or not like on natural cycles of life. You know, I can't say I like or not like birth and death. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is just what it is. So I choose to appreciate and be grateful for life, or I choose to complicate things. Well, you know what I choose. So changing habits, how we react. Yeah, I'm following what we're talking about. How can we talk about one thing without, you know, exchanging about all the rest that's connecting while we're talking about these things? Because when we change our habits, we're talking about self-transformation. So it's everything at once. What may feel very tiny is actually very big, you know, a little, you know, throw a rock in the water. This is going to move a lot of things. And we don't know what's happening inside, which is always movement. And it's very nice to feel our own creation of movement. And that's what is transformation. So really appreciating this transformation time, you know. We could call it the in-between, but everything is always in between something. But you know, in between this moment where the habit is integrated naturally in our life and the moment where it was not, it just felt far away from us. And you know, years later, you're with it and you're like, oh, it's not far away, it's actually my new condition. Because we decondition to recondition. So the game is, the game to play is a game of transformation. So we're never stuck in anything. We're always in movement. And when we create self-care habits, or any kind, actually, I'm talking about self-care habits, but any kind of transformation, I really like observing, as I say, my own reaction, my own way of doing transformation. And I have a very simple exercise, a little game to play, is changing very deep-rooted habits, but very... that seem very light, you know. I'm not. We're not gonna start the first little game by doing something massive like changing the cigarette smoking habit, or changing the coffee drinking habit, or changing the way of feeding ourselves with food, or changing the way we move our body. All those things we're always trying to do. No. I'm talking about little game. Something we haven't really thought about doing to do, because why doing it? Brushing your teeth. So we often brush our teeth with always the same hand. I'm really, really inviting you to brush your teeth at least for 1 week. 10 days is great. I always do 10 days. But 1 week, you know, and the 3 extra days are like celebration. I can do it. But 7 days, brushing your teeth with a other hand. Try it. And every day observe what goes on when you're doing that, how it feels, how your body is behaving, how your mental is behaving. Observe that. Oh, you're going to learn so much, so much. Little things. And but everything is little things, because we often think too big, you know. For example, oh, I'd like to reduce my consumption of coffee, for example. And, well, for me, it was not coffee, it was black tea. But an excitant, I would say, oh, I want to reduce my consumption of a mental excitant. oh, my God, this is like, you can, a reaction, a drama we can create. It's like, wow, it feels big. Because suddenly we're missing it. It's interesting how when we want to stop something in our life, we go in this place of scarcity. We're missing it. But I'm like, yeah, with our state of now, we're missing the things. We're missing the thing we want to not have anymore because, well, we still have it. So we can't be in the two state at the same time. You know, you have it or you're in the transition to create a new relationship with it. Because that's how I see it. I'm not stopping something. I'm creating a new relationship with it. And I'm not talking about dependence or independence. I don't want to be independent because it will be as extreme and control that dependent. I want to be interdependent, which means I want to feel free to choose when I want to use this or not, to consume this or not. This is a power. I choose, you know? And I don't choose with stories and blah, blah, blah every day because when it's every day, it's, I don't really see it as a choice if it's constantly every day. You know, for a full year, it's always the same. For like 6 months in a row, it's always the same. For me, in the time, that's where I see. And am I able to play the game? Because if I don't feel like I'm playing a game or I want to have fun with it, there is a heaviness, it means there is an attachment here. That's how I see as well. Am I having a laugh about changing my habits or does it feel heavy? Does it feel, you know, a bit like, oh, yeah, maybe not now. So it's very interesting to do little things. It means we do day by day. We do day by day. Wow. This morning I'm waking up and I'm very happy because I am playing a new game. I'm going to try playing the game of something else from coffee. Because we don't, you know, create an emptiness in our morning by not drinking coffee. Why not replace it by something? It's good. I love hot water. I developed a passion for hot water, so I'm drinking hot water. You know, coffee is nice because it's warm, it's got a taste, but I'm like, warm water, it has a taste too, huh? Just have to get used to it again. It's when you're eating with a lot of spices and because you live in Asia and suddenly you're back in Europe. And they don't eat with so much spices. Well, you redevelop your taste, you know? It's all about changing habits and appreciating what we have because the most basic is delicious and it's pleasurable. We're just like adding things because it's fun. It's creation. Huh? Even in the black and white, if you draw, for example, in black and white, there's so much to explore in black and white. I'm impressed. No, the duality offers us infinite polarities, infinite possibilities. So why not playing in the infinite? Yeah, more freedom. Well, I like being free. Oh my God, freedom. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. So I create this freeity, this freedom in everything I do. I'm free to choose. I'm free to be interdependent with everything because I choose to feel complete with who I am right here, right now, and with what I have right here, right now. That's very inspiring to develop our creativity and also to connect with the people around us because everyone has a way. I used to be someone that was very opinionated on people's way years ago. Wow. It took me some, it was a journey to detach from that. It was a moment where I decided to open my home. I was in Cambodia and I decided to open my home to host many people and welcome many that wanted to use my kitchen, for example, use my space in my magic temple of love. So everyone is welcome. I like playing, you know, it's a magic love playground, a magic unicorn playground. And but it really, really, I had to take on myself for that, to accept everyone's way and to let it flow and to also express my way because that was my ground as well. So it was important for me to express my space, about my space, but also to allow everyone to express too. I didn't want to impose. And obviously that was a journey, so that came out of me in many ways and very differently with everyone. But I really, really, I was very, my will to flow and to really accept everyone's way was strong. And accepting everyone's way, and at the same time, playing with people to open their ways to something new. But I really, yeah, confronted myself with many situations, and that was a lot of fun, a lot of fun, and self-work, you know, to have a strong will and determination to go through that. But that's a game, you know. Aren't we willing to live in peace with ourselves and the people around, and to learn new things as well? Because I learned a lot. We all have unique ways to do things, and if we really allow ourselves to open up to how we feel like doing, we may surprise ourselves first, but we also are very inspiring for people around us, and it's very inspiring to see people doing their own way, very naturally. Really enjoy that, just the way how everyone is cooking, you know. We all have our unique way of cooking everything. So why not brushing our teeth our own way? Yeah, try with the other hand and see how it goes. Notice your thoughts, notice your body. Remember to breathe. I will never say it enough. Our reactions are windows of opportunity to observe how we function, our way of doing, our mindset, our mechanism of being. Many ways to express it. I'll let you find your own words and create your own story of transformation. That's it for here and now. I'll let you play. I love you, and I wish you funky times in your bathroom. Ciao, bye.